Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. South Carolina's economy continues to feature solid growth, a strong housing market, and a tight labor market. We're now starting the final quarter of the year. Will the strength continue? Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina, and he's here to help us with that question. Joey, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
So first of all, give us an update. What's the picture of our economy right now?
Well, overall, the state and national economy both are continuing to do well. South Carolina's growth in particular has been steady this year and broad-based. Growth in manufacturing, leisure and hospitality, including tourism, the retail sectors, and the professional service sectors all doing fairly well. The one area where we've seen some slowdown this year has been in construction, largely due to increasing costs in two areas in particular, labor and lumber. Labor market remains tight, and lumber costs have gone up significantly, in some markets nearly 60% since 2017. But overall doing well. Of course, Hurricane Florence just recently having come through, we're still assessing what the overall impact of that is going to be on South Carolina, particularly in the coastal areas. In storms like these, over $5 billion, that's billion with a B, are typically exposed to the potential of property damage, and then also general losses to business activity due to businesses closed for an extended period of time, and of course a loss in tourism as well. That'll be somewhat balanced by a rebuilding effort, but we'll have to wait and see on in terms of what the numbers will look like.
Do we track any statistics on how many or what percentage of businesses have business interruption insurance for situations like this?
That's hard to say. Typically, we get the dollar volume in terms of insurance claims that are registered, but we don't have a specific number in terms of the percentage of businesses that are actually insured. But if we look at the distribution of the damage overall, typically about two-thirds of the losses to the state from storms like these come from property damage. The other one-third comes from economic activity lost by businesses themselves.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the low unemployment rate that we have right now that we've had for quite a while and the tight labor market. Have we seen wage pressure yet?
We have seen some moderate wage pressure, but what is unusual in this expansion is that we have seen somewhat of a what we call a decoupling of wage growth from unemployment. And what that means is that typically when unemployment is low, that means that businesses are looking for workers, and so therefore that puts upward pressure on prices, which in the case of the labor market is wages. In this expansion, despite the fact that unemployment is at historic low levels, we're not seeing the level of wage growth that we would anticipate or expect given that low unemployment. And there are a number of reasons for that, and we'll be doing a more in-depth analysis of this at our upcoming Economic Outlook Conference on December 4th this year. But just to give you a quick teaser on two hypotheses, one is that we've seen the emergence of the gig economy in this current expansion, meaning that there are more positions available that are into more of an entrepreneurial style of employment with more flexible hours in some cases. So the textbook example is the Uber driver. So we see more flexibility of being traded off for modest compensation. The second hypothesis is the emergence of a bonus compensation system among employers, meaning that rather than giving regular raises to employees, they're giving regular bonuses. What this allows companies to do is to provide bonuses during a period when we're in an economic expansion. And then if we go into a recession, rather than having to necessarily lay off employees, they adjust the size of the bonuses. And so that's an advantage to the company because they're more likely to be able to retain experienced employees during a period of economic downturn. But to the employee, that's also an advantage because they're more likely to be able to keep their job during a recessionary period. We're seeing some evidence of this because more companies are offering signing bonuses as a way to attract workers. And we normally think of signing bonuses as something that goes to a professional athlete, but this is happening elsewhere in the economy too. So these are just two among many factors that are partially responsible for this decoupling.
Well, Joey, thank you so much for your insight and your time.
Always good to be with you, Mike.
Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.